Okay, so we are the Morning Star Prayer Line, and let me play a little song for you. Okay, I just wanted to say hi to all you Morning Star travelers. Are you ready for the next episode and journey into the realms beyond the limits of your imagination? Today we're going to talk about first wave. The first wave hit this planet 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost. That was a real event of power, and it was first accompanied by a very loud noise in the sky, in the heavens above. Everyone in Jerusalem heard this noise, but there were a group of people who had been instructed to wait for this event that was going to occur. And these people were all gathered together in one accord in a place called the Upper Room. And today we're going to just go over some of that information so that you can be informed. And I want to read to you what the definition of the Upper Room means in the Greek Concordance. It means the highest part of the house, the upper room or story, where the women resided. Isn't that interesting? But then it means far above, beyond measure, grow exceedingly, and to transcend. So the group of people in the upper room were greeted there to transcend. They were That is what the event did. It transcended them to another place. But I also want to read to you what the word means receive. In John chapter 14:3, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Well, the interesting part about this word receive means to receive something transmitted. And it also means to receive with the mind. So on this day of Pentecost, there was a loud noise that went out. And this noise was a blast from the realm of the Spirit, and it was accompanied by an anointing of the Spirit that fell on these people, and this was a transmission to their mind that transcended them to a new level in the mind where they became different people. They were cowering in this room. They were there in fear, praying for their lives. They did not know what was going to happen next. And after this transmission hit them, after this event happened to them, they went out and went from being grasshoppers to being giants and began to boldly speak the word of God that they had been afraid to utter moments before. And they just went out, started preaching the gospel, and after that, every single thing that happened, which you can read about in the book of Acts, was a supernatural event one after another. They became supernatural individuals. Well, what happened at this occasion when this sound wave, this shock wave from the Spirit that hit them, it altered them and it transcended them to become other people, anointed to act and think differently for a certain period of time. The supernatural overrode the natural realm. Now, the thing about it is that everybody heard this shockwave, but not everybody received it. And it's important to note that this was the first wave, and that this wave had been prophesied in Joel chapter 2. At least that's what they interpreted it to be. But Jesus told them that it was the promise. And you can read about that in chapter 14. You can read all about the promise. So they were waiting for this promise. This promise came. And after this happened, what actually is going on here is that the realm of the supernatural is collided with the natural realm, superseded it, overrides it, and the supernatural becomes natural. It became natural to them to go around. They walked around and people got healed. All right, and what happened at that time that you need to read about during the book of Acts is those that did not receive this transmission could not cope with those who did. You know, nothing made any sense to them, so they persecuted those who had received this transmission, those who were transcended and acting like they were sons of God. They threw them in jail. Well, what happened after they got thrown in jail? Well, the supernatural was so supernatural that the angels went and broke them out of jail. And this is all recorded in the book of Acts, and you can read about it. But what eventually let me tell you about this awesome event that they had a prayer meeting. They had a prayer meeting, and when they had a prayer meeting, the building shook. This was a time of supernatural overriding the natural that went on. It went on for a long time. And during this time, the people who were supernaturally endued with power went about doing extraordinary things as if it was the norm for them. And at the same time, the realm of the spirit of angelic intervention was operating right along with them. If they needed help from that realm, they interceded in their behalf and delivered them, you know, just like there was a jailbreak. Every now and then there was a big jailbreak that went on and freedom. So there was great persecution and there was great revelation simultaneously. But I wanted to read to you what's coming. And we're rehearsing this because this was only the first wave. There's a second wave coming, and it is going to be a tsunami in the spirit, and it's called the Trump. Because all of these words, and when you read them in the concordance, mean things like the word wave, the word Trump, means tossing or swelling of the sea. And we're told that there is going to be a loud noise called the trump. The archangel is going to sound this noise at some point in our future, could be any moment. And there's another great noise going to be sounded. But in the realm of the spirit, it looks like a wave, and it's called the tossing or swelling of the sea. And it's referred to as a quaking or a reverberation. And it means to agitate the mind and to move the mind. All of these words are associated with the moving of the mind, the transcending of the mind. And when you read all of these words, you know, in the spirit, God will show you in the spirit often what these things look like. And when you see this first wave that hit on the day of Pentecost, it looked like a giant wave, but it was accompanied with the noise. And this wave is coming again, and it's going to be like a tsunami that hits this planet, and everyone that is in the upper room is going to be changed. They're going to receive a transmission from the mind of Christ to your mind, and you're going to go out and act just like these people did in the upper room. And I'll rehearse more of the second wave as time goes by, but what I wanted to remind you of is that at this time the persecution was symbolized by the apostle Saul. He is the ultimate religious fanatic people of any religion, any kind, who cannot deal or cope with what is going on. They are persecutors of those who are endued with power because they are spiritually dead. They have no spiritual insight. So Saul is a symbol of that. And what happened to Saul? Well, God just came on him, overrode his spiritual deadness, and revealed himself to Saul. This is the purpose for all this, and this is what God is bringing us all to this moment in time where he will reveal himself to the deadest of the dead, the Jewish people who literally don't know who their Messiah is. So this is just a little prelude to help you recall what happened 2,000 years ago, the first wave of supernatural overriding the realm of the natural hit. It hit this planet and people became supernatural beings through the transition of their mind called the upper room. We are preparing ourselves now for the second wave that obviously it's going to come on a day. A feast day could come on Pentecost. Well, let's rehearse the day, the feast days. These feast days of the Jews that were taught were shadows and types of something real that was someday going to occur. But at that time, they were just shadows and types. And there was no relationship whatsoever to Pentecost that happened 2,000 years ago to what they were really celebrating. This day was the real thing. So what we're really celebrating is a day of transition where people transcend from the natural into the supernatural. And this day could very well occur on the day around the day of Pentecost, which is close to 50 days after the Passover, after resurrection. So begin to think of yourself as someone who is in the upper room waiting for the transformation of your mind, the link up with the mind of Christ. That transmission is coming. It's been coming for 2,000 years. And one day it is going to hit those who are in the upper room, and they are going to become new people instantly. And the book of Acts is going to start happening all over again, only light years more powerful than what went on then. So that is just something I wanted to remind you of on this point in time as we celebrate the resurrection and keep our minds stayed on him and listening for that next sound that is going to bring in the tsunami of the spirit of the second wave and move us all to a new place in the spirit. So God bless you and have a blessed Easter. Thank you all for joining me.
I come to thee alone and kneel before thy throne. I who am flesh and bone, thy spirit in me dwells.
Let's worship the Lord.
My heart like a fountain swells, my soul sings praise. worship thee with our hands in the clay. And in the eventide, our family by our side, we know that safely in thee we abide. Amen, amen, amen.
Morning Star followers, just wanted to share that little tune with you that my sister wrote and wish you a blessed Resurrection Day. And go with God and keep your mind and life on the things of God. Bye.